Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm transferring Felicia Journey.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Felicia.
Hey.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line, and I will be further assisting you. Can I have you confirm your phone number for me, please?
662-617-5777.
All right, thank you so much. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
July 23rd, 1986.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
When I got diagnosed with that?
Yeah.
It was October, I think 2011, the exact date or?
So roughly around October 1st, 2011, is that correct?
Well, I say like October the 25th.
October 25th in the year 2011?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And I'm very, very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I'm doing fine now.
Okay, I'm
removed
happy to hear
that.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. If you need to take a break at all, let me know. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
Not to my knowledge. I know my daughter. She take it.
But she wasn't injured by it at all?
She haven't said anything to me. We don't stay together.
Okay. I'll put non-applicable for now. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo?
I don't know what, I think when I was getting a shot in my stomach or
So the question's asking, did your doctors tell you it was the brand name injectable called Depo?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the month and year that you started using Depo?
I started using Depo around July of 2007.
And when did you stop using Depo?
I stopped in September of 2011.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My whole gender?
Yes.
Female.
Thank you. And then your first name, I have Felicia. Last name, Journey.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And can I get your social, please?
427-556-617.
Thank you so much. And then for your email, I have your first name, last name at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. What is the underscore between it?
So it's your first name underscore last name at yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then for your phone number, I have 662-617-5777.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
My cell. Well, both, really.
Both? Okay. And then can I get your current full address?
It's P.O. Box 324, Maven, Mississippi, 39750.
Sorry, give me 1 second. So you said P.O. Box...
324. Yeah, Maven, M-A-B-E-N, Mississippi, 39750.
Sorry, the P.O. boxes are a little bit harder to type. And what did you say the zip code was again? I'm sorry.
39750.
Okay, let me just go ahead and put this down. And that was P.O. Box 324 in Mabin, Mississippi, zip code 39750.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then, can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
It was Merit. Merit Health.
And what is that? Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or Flowood?
Yes, ma'am.
Which
Flowood.
One?
It's called the Merit Health River Oaks. In Florida, Mississippi, at the 1030 River Oaks Drive.
Okay, got it. Is this where you were also treated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me pull that information. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Sinclair.
David Sinclair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is he the doctor that treated you as well?
Uh-huh.
And then what is the name
he
of the
was,
doctor?
He was.
Oh, I'm sorry,
he was the doctor that treated me, but the radiation that took was Baker, another doctor.
Okay, so you had treatment from two different doctors?
Yes, I had the radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy from Dr.
Justin Baker.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Justin Baker, Baker.
Oh, Justin Baker, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then can I get the name of the facility of where you received the depot shot?
It was in, it was UMMC, Jackson.
Is that in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am. It was
so University of Mississippi Medical Center, that's where you received your depot shots?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for confirming.
Because my doctor at the time, my OB at the time was Dr. Farmer. That's who gave me the shot.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second. Okay, we're almost done. And you said Dr. Farmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who prescribed my shot, Lepo.
I'm not finding a Dr. Farmer. Do you happen to know
Dr.
the first name?
Michael C. Farmer. Michael.
Michael?
Dr. Michael C. Farmer.
Can you spell the last name for me, please?
Farmer.
Okay, there we go. Michael C. Farmer?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have them on hand?
The hospital has them.
Okay. And then, if you were to provide these medical records for the attorneys, can you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, live with me.
Does not live with you?
She do. My daughter.
Okay.
One of my daughters.
You said does not, correct?
She does.
Oh, she does. Okay, thank you. And you said it's your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just writing down your address again. It just kind of auto-deleted.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, okay? Okay. All right, and you said that's your daughter. Can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
662-694-7066.
Okay. Can you spell your daughter's first name for me?
Jamaya.
Last name?
Wade, Wade.
Okay. Do you have her email by chance, or do you want to put down your email?
Oh, you can put down mine.
Okay. And then the address is the same as well, P.O. Box?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't currently have an attorney, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around October 25th, 2011. I have your date of birth as July 23rd, 1986. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year from July 1st, 2007, roughly to around September 1st, 2011. You have had 4 injections prior to diagnosis within 1 year. I have your first name as Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A. Last name Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y. And I have your social as 427-556617. I have your email as your first name underscore last name at yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 662-617-5777. I have your address as P.O. Box 324, Mabin, Mississippi, zip code 39750. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. David Sinclair. That is located at Merritt Health in River Oaks. The address I have for this facility is 1030 River Oaks Drive in Flowood, Mississippi, zip code 39232. And the phone number I have for the facility is 601-932-1030. And then in regards to the prescribing doctor for the depot shot, I have Dr. Michael C. Farmer, located at University of Mississippi Medical Center. The address I have is 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39216. And the phone number I have for the facility is 601-984-1000. For your emergency contact, I have your daughter that lives with you. Her name is Jamaya, J-A-M-A-Y-A, last name Wade, W-A-D-E. The phone number I have for her is 662-694-7066. And I have her email down as yours, your first name underscore last name at yahoo.com. And the address I have for Jamaya is P.O. Box 324, Mabin, Mississippi, zip code 39750.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything sound correct? Anything you'd like me to change or add?
That's all.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said that's all. This is
right. All right, so I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. So what's going to happen next is you're going to receive a text from a DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and it's also going to have a link attached to it. Let me know once you receive that text.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have you go ahead and click on the link. You're going to go ahead and agree to electronic records and signature, and then you're going to hit the button start. I just need a couple signatures from you. And then once you're all done, you're going to hit finish and let me know once you're done. And that way I can help you with the rest of it, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll finish it.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect, Felicia. So the next steps are the attorneys are going to get receive your case within 24 to 48 hours. They're going to give you a call within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days to verify the case with you on the phone. It just takes a couple of minutes, so be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. With that being said, I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So in the meantime, before the attorneys contact you, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. Or I can also reach out to you, or if I do need to reach out to you on this, if I do need to reach out to you, I will reach out to you on this number. I'm sorry. But I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now. And I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you need anything.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.